This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Midwest lawmakers made a strong push to include a legislative fix for year-round E15 sales to be included in the government funding bill, only for the House to drop E15 from the House Appropriations Bill at the last minute. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, says that pushback from lawmakers in other states stopped E15 legislation from making its way into the appropriations bill.
First of all, your premise is correct. At least as of Friday a week ago, Thune had talked to various people and was ready to go as part of the appropriation bill. And Thune is fighting very hard to get this done just like I am, or Fisher of Nebraska is. But the bottom line of it is that we had senators from, there may be more senators in the states I'm going to mention, but West Virginia, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Montana, raised issues that just stalled it, and that's why it wasn't put in there.
Grassley says that year-round E15 legislation is still a priority for Congress and hopes it can be passed during the next opportunity for the legislation, potentially in February.
Now, we hope that everything is put together so we can get this done in the next action in the House of Representatives. But, we're all frustrated because we all thought as you pointed out in your question, this was ready to go.
Senator Grassley made his comments on Tuesday during his weekly ag conference call with farm broadcasters and reporters. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.